We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
Wow. A blast from the past, everybody. From 1980. Do you remember that?
Wow.
They took American hostages. We were not happy with that. This was one of the... outcomes, taking an old Beach Boys song, Barbara Ann, and turning it into Bomb Iran. It is 6:08. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Not to make light of sending missiles, drones, and bombs into Israel. We're not making light of it. But what will the response be? I love it how world leaders are so quick to go, oh, yeah, this is the time when Israel should really show restraint. Don't you think Iran should have shown restraint and not have attacked them? I mean, what's the expectation there? And Biden, what is he doing? No, it's even worse than that. No.
It's even worse than ignoring it?
Yes. Biden is now urging Israel to recoil from a counterstrike.
Wow.
Don't counterstrike. That's worse than no advice at all. Here's what he should say. We support our ally in the Middle East, Israel. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And whatever decision that they make to either show restraint or have a counterattack, to whatever degree, to whatever level, yes, we fully support them because that's what allies do, and they're the ones under attack. Who is it for us to say what they should do in response? Mm-hmm. That would be the common sense way to deal with it. That would be the logical way to deal with it. That way it shows strength. Hey, you're messing with Israel, and you think we're going to hold them back? Oh, heck no. 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 But yet, here it is. American and Israeli experts issuing scathing indictments of President Biden's alleged timid Iran policy after Tehran launched a massive aerial warfare attack on the Jewish state over the weekend. The Islamic Republic, for the first time, executed direct missile and drone strikes into Israeli territory. The dramatic events in the heart of the Middle East have triggered calls for the Biden administration to reverse its reportedly dovish outreach to the Ayatollahs who run the theocratic state. I'm sorry. Biden is now urging Israel to not engage in a counter strike.
Operative word there, counter.
Yeah.
Which means somebody else did the punching first.
Exactly.
Which means they kind of deserve whatever they get.
You can't say, on one hand, that Israel has the right to defend itself and then tell Israel not to defend itself.
Right.
It's bizarre. It's stupid. Look, and I'm not calling for world war. I hate war. I hate war, unless it's absolutely necessary. But to strike back, to punish that, I don't want it to be, I want them to avoid civilian targets in Iran, if that's possible. Because it's the people, actually, you want the people to rise up and overthrow the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want. And I know that, you know, there were times when we got kind of close to that and we failed. We failed to, like, show them any true backing. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And, D.C., you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. I don't know if you remember my previous talks. Probably not. Because people that are analysts usually are boring. And people don't usually remember what they say. But at one time, maybe a year or two ago, I said that a scenario is going to come up where Israel can take out the nuclear building capabilities of Iran. Well, this is it. So just like they took out the nuclear capabilities in Syria, they're going to do the same thing with Iran. This is the excuse for it. I don't know that maybe the weak acting response of our government isn't part of the plan to try to help keep Iran low-key, but, you know, it's only going to be to a certain point. But I believe, just like I told you back then, that a scenario will arise because the United States doesn't have the guts to do it, but now with all the allies behind Israel, this will be our chance to get rid of their centrifuges and their capabilities of building weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, you know, Iran is awfully, they feel emboldened. Look, their proxies have attacked, Western and American sites, as you know, I don't know, a couple hundred times over the last 3 years, 187 times, I think. Now they're emboldened to the point to where they feel like they can attack Israel directly. I guess I worry that maybe it's also a setup. I worry about a trap scenario. What's your thought on that?
I don't think it's a trap scenario because the biggest worry we have right now is the fact that we have neutered Iraq, because Iraq was always a big thorn in Iran's side. And there was always Iran had to make a certain amount of their defenses available to defend against Iraq. We don't have that now. But no, I don't believe that I think that this is going to build up into the way that Israel can take out what Iran has been doing. And I don't know if you remember, probably, I know you reported on it thoroughly, probably 6 or 8 years ago, when Israel turned over the room full of intelligence data, that they went into Iran and took and bought back, showing what their nuclear program was all about. It was, most of it was classified. And there's been a way that I've always said that we have to neutralize that, to prevent proliferation into a terrorist state. And I believe this will be it.
Well, I always appreciate the input, and I know you have the background and experience. Yeah, this will be interesting. And
yep, it's a good word.
everybody's got some input in terms of, well, what did Biden expect? I mean, he lifted sanctions against Iran. He softened things up. He is soft on Iran. I don't think that is an unfair statement. He has been, and I believe that, yeah, there's a certain amount of responsibility that he bears.
And funded it, thanks to he and Obama.
Well, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're going to make Mondays great. Of course, we have plenty more to talk about, including Iran, Israel, but there's a lot more going on. And when you go to the pump next time, you might not be happy either. Details on that coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mark Levin.
Are you going to be played by Joe Biden?
Weeknights at 6.
Joe Biden's using the tactics of totalitarian bigots. You think our country is safer? You know it's not.
97.3 The Sky.
Come on, let's make Mondays great. We can do it. 6:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Some of your top stories. Iran attacks Israel. Yeah, that's pretty big.
Yep.
Scottie Scheffler wins the Masters. That would be, 2022 he won? This is second green jacket, 2 out of 3 years. Not bad.
No.
Not bad at all. No. All right, so you've got that. You've got gas prices possibly going up. I know.
They crept up a little bit. I was kind of concerned over the weekend that if, you know, Iran pulled this garbage, that they might spike. Because sometimes we see the gas station / oil companies take advantage of something that happens in the Middle East. And, you know, overnight it goes up, you know, 50 cents or a buck or something like that. But fortunately, they didn't do anything yet.
According to Fox Business, though, oil prices are expected to rise when markets open Monday.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So they might play a game with us.
Oh, you know they will. Mm. Really? Are you betting, man? Come on.
Well, I actually went out and filled up, just in case.
So
I needed
you
to do
knew.
It. I had a feeling. I went out and filled up the gas cans I use for the generator. Now, again, it's not a lot of gallons, and even if it was a little increase, it wouldn't have been a big difference. But I thought, why not?
Well, you know, as Iran was launching all those drones and missiles, yeah. Now, 99% of them, they say they took care of, but some did get through. Fortunately, they're reporting only minor damages. But, yeah, this will have an impact. And then I have another story related to that, not in terms of an attack. Well, a different kind of attack. It's a Biden administration attack on the oil and gas industry.
Oh, shocking.
Right.
Yeah, right.
The Biden administration on Friday finalized a rule. Uh-huh. Remember, on Friday, so doesn't really make the headlines. Yep. Of course, the lefty media is, that already happened.
Uh-huh. Friday news dump, we call it.
Yep. They finalized a rule that will make it more expensive for oil and gas companies to drill on public lands.
Shocking.
This, of course, despite soaring energy prices and inflation still trending upwards. I mean, you would think as we get closer to the election that the Biden folks would want to make everything at least seem or feel better, not so painful. Pain at the pump, pain at the grocery store. I mean, those are two things that Americans, by and large, everybody can identify with. So why wouldn't you do everything in your power to at least pull back a little bit, even if it's kind of fake and kind of temporary? I struggle with this because, look, if you were strategizing and you wanted the Democrats to win, you're working on behalf of them, okay, you would be giving them advice to go, hey, you better do everything you can to relieve Americans of the pain. And there's some things with inflation you're going to have difficult doing and dialing back between now and November, but there are some things you can do. And punishing the oil industry would be the exact opposite of what you would want to do. So it concerns me because strategically, they're doing everything they can to lose in November. Think about it strategically. Wouldn't you, if you were giving advice, you want to win, Biden, you really have to do something about the borders. What's the percentage of Americans, if they're being honest, wants these unfettered open borders where good guys might be coming across, but you know for sure bad guys are, and you know fentanyl's killing Americans, and you know there's sexual slavery and human smuggling? Who in their right mind would be supportive of that? So why aren't they changing it? Why do they remain in this position? I know there's a percentage of people who go, yeah, punish oil and gas. We hate them. I already have my electric car, and I'm a greenie. Yeah, I get it. But that is such a small percentage, and you need that middle swing vote to win. So that's what concerns me. What's really going on? Because when I look at it, I see they're not making attempts to make life better for us. Okay? I don't get it, and that frightens me. What is going to happen? What is their plan then if they're not making these, what I would call really kind of small adjustments to relieve us of some financial pain? The Department of Interior announced it has revised the Bureau of Land Management's oil and gas leasing regulations, which will raise royalty rates for the first time in 100 years. Okay. Maybe it was time to raise the royalty rates. You know, 100 years. Maybe they should make more demands of the oil and gas company. My point is, really? Could the timing be any worse? Could it be any worse? Or is it like, well, people are already complaining, the price is rising anyway, so what the heck? That doesn't make sense, even from the Democrats. What are they thinking? Under the new law, the minimum royalty rate of the government is paid will jump from 12.5% of revenue to 16.67%. Now, you have to remember, as much as we go, oh, the oil companies are making money hand over fist, the actual margin of money made is not as high as you'd think. It's more of an average of about 9% when it's all said and done, which is not out of the norm basically for any industry. In fact, it would maybe tend to be a little on the low side. But because they deal in such vast quantities, 9% is billions and billions of dollars. But think about it. You're raising that from 12.5 to 16.67.
Wow.
And the move also increased the amount of the bonds that companies must secure before they start drilling tenfold. The bond minimum of $10,000 was set in 1960. They want to raise it to $150,000. Now, that's really not going to be an issue because the sad part is your smaller drillers and what they used to call wildcatters and stuff like that, basically they ran them out of business a long time ago. They didn't have a shot, which they were good. It created some competition. It gave some other companies a chance, but I don't think there's much of that anymore. Several of the provisions in the rule were already codified by the Inflation Reduction Act. See, how can they call it Inflation Reduction Act when you know it's going to cause a rise in energy prices? It's another lie of the left.
But they're really good at naming bills and laws. They're really good at that part.
But again, I hearken back to, why are they not only trying to make things less painful, why are they purposefully allowing and pushing for energy prices to go up? At a time when Americans are struggling and the price is going up anyway, and there's conflict in the Middle East, which will drive prices up even further. They're acting like they want to lose in November. Either they do want to lose or they have another plan that I am very concerned about. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're trying to make Mondays great, but the lefties, it's like a horror movie. Just waiting to strike. Freddy Krueger is really Joe Biden.
I knew it.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Happy. I'm just so happy when I listen to The Sky. I hear the truth.
I am so happy. I can just scream.
Sad.
I'm very sad the way this country is going.
Woke stuff in Florida breaks my heart.
Angry.
I'm ticked off.
I'm ticked off, and I know Sky listeners are angry too.
When did we start listening to these freaking weirdos?
No matter the emotion,
I go back and forth with my emotions, but I know I get the truth on The Sky.
Talk about it here on The Sky.
Thanks, Sky. It's really important.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
In any election year,
we're all suffering a lot of political fatigue.
Your voice matters.
I get the right spin on The Sky.
But the lefty tribalism is toxic.
That's broken up so many families, you know, and it's a shame. It really is.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, does anybody know what day it is? It's not hump day. It kind of is. It's the day the government humps you. Yeah, they just grab a hold of your leg and go to town.
Damn.
6:39 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're trying to make Mondays great, even though it is tax day. Yeah, it's April 15th. Man, I already got my return and long since spent every dime of that. Yes, I'm a good American trying to keep the economy afloat. You're welcome. But for some people, yeah, today's the day.
I got my check in the mail last week, so I didn't put it off.
Oh, I thought you had to pay.
I did.
I
put my check in the mail.
You put your check. Yes. I almost thought you said,
did I say
you got? I think you did.
If I did, it was only because that's what used to happen.
Yeah.
It didn't happen this year, so.
No. Sorry about that, pal.
Yeah.
That's got to hurt.
Oh, it doesn't even matter. Doesn't even matter how much it is. It's just a principle kind of thing, so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it did hurt, so.
And there would be a principle.
yes.
Yeah.
And hopefully no interest.
Macon, Monday's great. That's what we're trying to do today. Top story, obviously, Iran attacks Israel, and then everybody else runs out, world leaders, including Biden. All right, now, don't retaliate. Don't retaliate.
Restraint, restraint.
Like, yeah, like, yeah. What? What? Yeah,
shove your restraint.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you don't retaliate, they'll just stop and go, yeah, we're not sure why we did it. We're really sorry. We didn't know why we did that.
Is that what bullies do, Bob?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No. Look, was it out of character for Iran? No.
No.
The only thing different was they were a little more direct than using Hezbollah, you know, Hamas, mm-hmm. or Houthis.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, and then you've got a much lighter, better note. Scottie Scheffler wins the Masters by 4 strokes, indeed. Yeah, I thought it was going to be tighter. They were in a 3-way tie for a little while. I'm like, ruh-roh. But, man, he just kept dropping them in and made up some ground. And
yeah.
Yeah, second green jacket for him, 2 out of 3 years. Not bad. And I saw Franklin Graham had posted, congratulations, Scottie Scheffler, on winning the Masters tournament. He told the media that he believes in Jesus and said, quote, what defines me the most is my faith. I believe in one creator, that I've been called to come out here, do my best, compete, and glorify God, unquote.
Nice. Wow. That's awesome.
He said it's a pretty special feeling knowing that I'm secure for forever, and it doesn't matter if I win this tournament or lose this tournament. My identity is secure forever. I'm thankful that Scottie isn't ashamed to talk about his faith.
Nice.
I like that.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I said, oh, yeah, I better make sure that he won, because I did change channel thinking that, yeah, that insurmountable at the end. But I didn't see that anywhere, of course, you know.
No, they just overlooked that part by accident.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm sure they didn't mean it.
Biden let UN sanctions on Iran missiles expire before the unprecedented Israel attack. I mean, we're going back to, what was it, the October 7th?
Uh-huh.
I'll explain that coming up. But first, Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Pete, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to expand a little bit on DC's excellent call earlier. What Iran did is saturate the Israeli air defenses with this massive strike. This is a tactic that goes all the way back to the Battle of Britain in 1940 during World War II. But it's in the modern element. We've got the drones, and the Israelis have to use a very expensive anti-aircraft weapon system to shoot down what we know is a relatively cheap drone. And there's another advantage for the Iranians. They're not losing the pilots they would lose if it was a conventional air attack. And Biden has threatened to reduce military shipments to Israel if they don't pull out of Gaza. That's playing right into Iran's hands, because now Iran knows that Israel is not going to have an inexhaustible supply of anti-aircraft weapons. The other thing I wanted to mention is the Iranians are Shiites and Persians, and the rest of the Middle East is Arabs that are Sunnis. And this appears to be the first time that a united front of the Arabs and the Persians have attacked Israel at the same time. Israel's been attacked by the Arab countries many times, but never with any large-scale participation by Iran. So Biden's weakness and our situation with Israel has opened the door for this attack, and it's deadly serious for not just the Israelis, but for everybody that lives in the region and, of course, the whole world. Thank you, Bob.
No, thank you, Pete. Yeah, right on. Experts saying, look, this dovish posture, that's what they're calling it, of Biden's, is going to embolden Tehran.
Sure.
Biden was the one who let UN sanctions. I know when he first came into office, he let some sanctions expire. And then apparently there was another chance to keep sanctions in place with the, I believe, with the UN. And he let those expire as well.
Whose side is he on?
You've got to wonder sometimes. Oh, I'm sorry. He's not. You thought he was on Iran's side? No, he's on China's side.
Yeah, them.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. A lot more coming up. We're trying to make Mondays great. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
It is very difficult for me to take criticism about how I or other ladies live my life when they haven't raised children as successfully as I have. So when you can match me, then maybe I'll consider your opinion.
Now, 10 p.m. nights on 97.3 The Sky.
Happy Monday. Let's make the best of it. 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Top stories, Iran attacks Israel. And Scottie Scheffler wins the Masters. 2 out of 3 years. Not bad. 2 green jackets. What are you going to do with all them green jackets, huh?
Pay taxes on them.
He's paying some taxes because he won, like, what, over $3 million, I think.
Woo!
It is.
Wow.
Not bad. Plus the endorsements and all that. Yep. So, good for him. Also, I want to remind you, as you get busy in the morning, I want you to start your day out right and get caught up with anything and everything, traffic reports and all that. Just tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Sky, and you'll be all set. All right? Immigration, not going to bore you with the southern border stuff for now, okay? But this is interesting, and I just want to point out some, it's just odd. A piece in the New York Post, Joe Biden's arrogant ambassador to the United Kingdom could be, quote unquote, protecting Prince Harry from deportation, according to a bombshell new legal filing. Okay. Conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, which does some great work, by the way, they're currently suing the Department of Homeland Security for access to the royal's visa documents to determine whether he made false statements about prior drug use. Harry has admitted to experimenting with cocaine, cannabis, psychedelic mushrooms, behavior he would have been required to disclose on application forms filed before he relocated to the United States in 2020. The government warns immigrants that making misleading or false claims on government paperwork is grounds for deportation. Hey, can we get rid of Hunter Biden? Oh, that's right. He's not really an immigrant. But didn't he lie on a federal form about guns?
Yes, he did.
And drug use? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So there's one kind of inconsistency. And then the other one is, really? You're going to kick out one of the few immigrants that can definitely pay their own way and then some. And they'll be, you know, they'll pay taxes and they'll actually contribute maybe to society in some ways. But yet you want the scrutiny. Now, again, the Heritage Foundation does great work. And I probably bet the part of it is to show the inconsistency. But think about it for just a second. The Biden administration, how bad would they look if they deported Prince Harry while they allow literally millions of people that you don't really know about their background checks? Are they screened like Prince Harry?
Unreal.
Are they making misleading statements? Yeah. Like half of them aren't even given their real names. Give me a break. It's ridiculous. That's not to mention, you know, the gotaways and the runaways and all that stuff. Oh yeah. Harry might have experimented with psilocybin mushrooms, magic mushrooms, but it is legal in a couple of states now. Not to say that makes it okay, but I'm a little more concerned about the 70,000 people that are dying every year of fentanyl poisoning. That's coming from the southern border. Oh, my gosh. So, really? Yeah. Somebody who can come in and pay their own way would be a great immigrant to have. Aside from, I don't know, his personal life and all that. Because, quite frankly, I really don't follow the royal stuff.
Yeah.
It just doesn't interest me that much.
But we bring it up and literally I can see Bob's eyes glaze over from across the room.
Yeah.
It's that much.
But in this case, it does maybe impact us, you know, in a broader way.
It's a principle's sake, if nothing else.
Yeah, it is. So I'd be more interested in, you know, the things that Hunter Biden has done.
Right.
Than about whether Prince Harry smoked a doob. Really?
Let's compare anything he's done to Hunter's life.
Well, I mean, you know? Think about this. You know, we talk about this double, you know, two different sense, you know, justice departments or
right.
whatever.
Right.
And if you're like a conservative or Republican, man, they're going after you. They're putting you away, like the January 6th folks. You know, you got that going on. Meanwhile, you've got illegal immigrants committing heinous crimes, and it's like almost impossible to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. That local sanctuary cities won't cooperate with the federal authorities and get them deported. And then when you deport them, they're able to just come right back. Or you've got people like in big cities shoplifting all the time, and they don't even bother to prosecute anymore.
Yeah.
But if the average citizen, the mostly law-abiding citizen, steps out of line, oh, yeah, they're going to come down hard. There really is two systems of justice. The bad people that should be punished seem like they're getting away with all kinds of bad behavior. Mm-hmm. But if you're a decent person and you just step a little out of line, I mean, there is. What is that? What is going on there? You know, it is these two, this kind of different justice situation.
And one has no justice, apparently, it looks like.
Yeah. But the people that are doing bad things, like, they walk away unscathed, and they know it.
Mm-hmm.
But your top story, obviously, is going to be Iran attacking Israel over the weekend. Pete mentioned it earlier. Yeah, they were using drones and missiles. And, yeah, what they were attempting to do is get Israel to use up a lot of their Iron Dome munitions.
Yep.
And then try to sneak their missiles in. And then, if you think it's over, I don't think it is. Because now, if the United States is not readily helping them to, refurbish and restock Israel's supplies of munitions that work as these anti-aircraft, anti-missile, anti-drone systems. Yeah, what's going to happen then? And so how proactive should Israel be to prevent the launching of more of these things? Well, you know, old Softy Joe's, you got to use restraint.
Yeah.
Counter-offensive, don't do it. You should be out there going, Israel, we support whatever your decisions are. You're the ones that are under attack. We are your allies. We support you. Iran has been a bad player for a very long time. They're the number one sponsor of state terrorism. You got Hezbollah, Hamas, Houthis, and now sending rockets directly from Iran. Man, the gloves should come completely off. They should be hammered. You know, that's what Reagan would do.
Oh,
yeah. Yep, would have been done. Details on that and a whole lot more coming your way on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Iran and its proxies launched an unprecedented air attack against military facilities in Israel. 99% of these attacks were intercepted.
The news that's trending.
The region understood this was coming.
The United States forces intercepted dozens of missiles and drones.
The news that's now.
Israel could do nothing, or they could escalate to target Iranian nuclear facilities.
The big question in my mind, will we have their back?
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.